soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. It's Friday already. And by the way, I think college has been out of school for 2.5 weeks, and 2 weeks of summer school is coming to an end. Session one today. Session two begins on Monday. Well, not Monday. It's Memorial Day, but on Tuesday. And they've got another 9 days of summer school, long summer school. So if you're in summer school, it ends today. Your finals are today, and you'll be done. With all the many miracles, there's a great song. We'll have the group sing for us right now.
God gave a bold command to cross the Jordan and take the land. Not to worry about the giants they would face. But when the spies returned to tell the others what they had learned, they said, "For us to win, there's just no way." Still, two of them trusted God, Caleb and Joshua. They said, "Children, don't believe what you have heard. We know we're outmanned by far. They're much bigger than we are. But let's not forget just who it is we serve. With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible?
With all the many things we've seen, why do you think it's just a dream?
With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust?
Remember what is possible. With all the many miracles.
Like when we were about to die, manna fell from the sky, and water came from a dry old dusty rock. And back when Pharaoh was closing in, God closed the sea again.
But not before we all had safely crossed. So here you are, my friend. You face a battle you cannot win, and you tell yourself there's just no need to try.
Consider how good God's been.
He's been faithful time and again. You must believe, and here's the reason why. With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible?
With all the many things we've seen, why do you think it's just a dream?
With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust?
Remember what is possible.
With all the many miracles, with all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust?
Remember what is possible.
With all the many miracles.
It was the Word. This is the Cowling family singing for us. I think you'll love the song as they sing for us right now.
I still remember that Sunday service when I gave my heart to Jesus long ago. I felt the Spirit drawing me nearer, but I wouldn't let the Savior have control. The singer sang a song of victory, and how I wish that I could know just how they felt. So when that old-fashioned preacher preached the gospel, I walked the aisle, and at the altar I knelt.
It was the Word of God that brought me to my knees that day in prayer, knowing I was so unworthy of His love. Oh, the songs they sang were beautiful, and sure my heart was stirred, but what brought me to the altar was the Word.
And if you don't know the Savior, but long to have a testimony of your own, the Lord is waiting to forgive you, and He will meet you where you are and save your soul. Maybe you heard the gospel message, and in your heart you know just what you need to do.
Just ask the Lord to come. Change your life completely,
then forever this will be your story too.
It was the Word of God that brought me to my knees that day in prayer, knowing I was so unworthy of His love. Oh, the songs they sang were beautiful, and sure my heart was stirred, but what brought me to the altar was the Word. My knees that day in prayer, knowing I was so unworthy of His love. Oh, the songs they sang were beautiful, and sure my heart was stirred, but what brought me to the altar was the Word
of God that brought me to my knees that day in prayer,
knowing I was so unworthy of His love. Oh, the songs they sang were beautiful, and sure my heart was stirred, but what brought me to the altar was the Word. Yes, what brought me to the altar was the Word.
Well, here it is. I want to tell you, I've been telling you all week, but He's coming again. Chapter 5, verse 1, but of the times and season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord is coming as a thief in the night. And when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief, for ye are children of the light, and the children of the day, and are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. Be very serious, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Let us who are of the day be sober, very serious, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for a helmet and a hope of salvation. Well, and by the way, verse 9, for God hath not appointed us unto wrath. God's not going to pour down His wrath upon us. Oh, no. Oh, no. And so let's live in the light of the soon coming of Jesus Christ. Secondly, if we're living in the light that He's coming again, we're going to get along with our pastor. Verse number 12, and we beseech you, brethren, we beg you, brethren, know them. That means to understand them and to make a science of their life. Know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. That's the man of God. That man of God's over you in the Lord. And He's admonishing you. He's encouraging you. And here's what you're to do. Esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and to be at peace among yourself. I am not asking for one thing from my church right now. I'm saying this for all you other pastors and churches. My church lives to take care of my wife and I. There's the annual Pastor's Appreciation Month. I don't know what month it is, but boy, they make a big thing out of that. They're so good to my wife and good to me. And they write us notes and cards. We just had Sunday School Teachers Appreciation Day. Miss Treber and I got so many cards and notes and Starbucks cards and flowers and plants and gifts from people and knickknacks and things of that nature. And so there's another one. And then there's the pastor's birthday. And my church is so good on my birthday. And then there's the church anniversary. They're so good to us on our anniversary. And then there's the boss's day. My staff just go overboard. You know, I'm looking every month. It seems like there's something. And I'm keeping these poor people broke. But I'd say at least six times a year, they honor my wife and I for something. I'm not asking for that. I'm not asking for anything else. Church family, you never give us another birthday gift. That's fine. You've done so much for 50 years. I would never be able to pay you back. But, you know, God's people here, they pray for their pastor. And consequently, because they're praying for us, prayer leads them to love, and love is an action. And consequently, they're giving to us all the time. They've given to us so many meals the last 2 years. I put them on the board, on the door, on the porch, on the table that they had out there. And throwaways, so you don't have to, and don't ring the doorbell, just leave it there at 5 o'clock every night. Our people have been so good to us. Our deacons have been so good to us. And that's what God's word says. I want you to know them which labor among you, honor over you in the Lord, and esteem them and admonish you, and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and to be at peace among yourself. You know, you'll be at peace among yourself when you're at peace with your pastor. Well, our pastor, well, I know. And we're all different, aren't we? I've got some idiosyncrasies about me. I feel so bad for my people sometimes. You know, I have stopped years ago reading the Bible with our people. I love reading the Bible. But Mr. Treber said, Pastor, you're dyslexic. And I think she's probably right. And I'll pull words up from the line below and put it up there, and I'll add words. And when I stop and think, I can normally do it well. But I throw the reader of the scripture off, so they read the scripture and they do fine. You know, I'm not perfect as a pastor and all these things. And I have things to learn all the time. But my people love me in spite of the fact that I'm so weak and so frail. Love your pastor. Live for the Lord Jesus Christ. Live for his second coming, and he is coming again. Because God's not appointed us to wrath. Well, it's going to be Saturday tomorrow and then Sunday. Let's have a great day as we serve the King of Kings. Let's look forward to the day on Sunday, serving God with a grateful, joyful heart. Well, let's have a word of prayer, and then another week is in the books. Father, I thank you for another week of broadcasting, and it's been a great week in 1 Thessalonians. I pray your blessing upon these dear, dear people. God, help us to live for thee, to serve thee. I pray that it'd be a great day a great weekend of seeing souls saved and lives changed. Bless our pastors as we all preach the word of God. May we have the touch of God, all the musicians and the singers. For we ask this prayer in that lovely name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.